Baron, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. This is the remnant now. Thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. And I love this verse. Second verse. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake. This is what we do spiritually. We allow the Lord to do it, I should say, to us. We let him lengthen our cords. We let him strengthen our stake. And Israel's going to have so much room during the millennium that God's going to give them all the land from the river Euphrates, clear over to the river Nile, up to Dan, from Dan to Beersheba. They're going to have to have all this land. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? I love that second verse. Then let's go to Zephaniah. Nahum, some of these are so small, and then Habakkuk, and then Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3 and the 14th verse. And we'll read down through the 17th. Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. Notice it's singular. Their enemy is Satan. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. This is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. He is in the midst of thee. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, again Jehovah Shammah, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And this is a love that is too great for words. We can't describe this love that he's going to rest in when he brings his people back. He will joy over thee with singing. Isn't that precious? Then let's go to Zechariah. On over. Let's go to Zechariah, the second chapter. In the 10th verse, we'll read through the 13th. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. This is this little remnant. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. Again, Jehovah Shammah, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. We're joined to him now. But in that day many nations shall be joined to the Lord, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. There again, Jehovah Shammah. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Tsebaoth, hath sent me unto thee. The Lord of hosts is him as a warrior. He is the one who comes and fights their battles. And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Won't that be a day they're going to have to be silent before him? That's going to be hard. They're not going to want to, are they? But he's going to tell them to. Then in Ezekiel, we have, as we read Sunday, Jehovah Shammah is in Ezekiel 48:35. He talks about the sanctuary that is going to be in that day, it'd be around Jerusalem, the portions of the sanctuary. This is a marvelous study. But the last verse of Ezekiel, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord Is There, Jehovah Shammah. So this is going to be the name of his kingdom because of his presence there and his power that will be displayed. And this is the last of the Old Testament titles that is given in the Old Testament. They're given in order. And this is the last one in order in the Old Testament. And that speaks to me, because this will be the end of the 7 years. They will have learned of him, of his other titles before, but this is the last one that is mentioned. Jehovah Shammah. They'll learn that the Lord will be in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. This dweller, and I love this thought, he will be the dweller from beyond space in Jerusalem. He will be the dweller. He will come out of space, God, the God-man, and will be there in Jerusalem. He'll go back and forth, I'm sure, because the heavenly city will have come down. That will be at the end of the 1,000 years, though. All right, I'm going to close with this little poem, just 4 lines to it. We praise thee, O Jehovah, thou wilt for Israel care. Jehovah Shammah, the precious thought, henceforth the Lord is there. That precious. He isn't there now, but one of these days he's going to be there. He's going to come out of glory, out of space, and we'll go up into space. Won't that be wonderful? In the very presence of the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right. Any thoughts on any of this? Ezekiel 48:35. Uh-huh. A lot in these verses, isn't there? Because his essential deity, that's who he is. And Jehovah is his relationship with the nation Israel, covenant-keeping God. All right, well, I think our next... The rest of them, we're going to get into some judgments of the nations. All right, quite a book.